Good morning. How are you doing? It's Trina Meyer here. Something for the weekend. Damien Farrelly, you're back with news from the net. How are you doing?
Yeah, all good, thanks. And I'm going to begin today, Trina, with Jerry Halliwell. She said marriage has turned her into posh spice. She now lives in a 15th century mansion, right? Has aristocratic neighbours and an aga. An aga!
I've got an aga!
I've got an aga, don't you know? It cooks. I can boil the kettle on it. It even dries the clothes when I open the oven door.
Hashtag notions.
A long way from her ginger spice flaunting her boobs back in the day.
Wearing the Union Jack.
But you know what? We're awful ones to take people down a peg or two. You can't better yourself in life without being taken down 40 pegs.
Well, the thing is about her, right? She made an absolute fortune in the Spice Girls. And then what happens? She goes and meets and marries a blooming billionaire. Like, sorry, husband, if you're listening, but why can't I meet a billionaire?
But then why can't you just let her be happy and improve herself? As my mother is always, she used to have this thing, as long as you get out there and improve yourself and she'll do better than I did. But when you try and do that,
look, who does she think she is? With all her money and her big cars and her big this and that and the other. She came from up the road there and they hadn't two pence to rub together.
Do you know
well,
what I mean?
I don't know if anybody's slagging her, but she's calling herself posher than posh because she's going around wearing her tweed suit. She kind of she hangs out with the horsey crowd now.
She does, and she does things like throws dinner parties now. She invites authors and artists in
and
for
royalty,
a bit of tea.
Apparently. And she hangs out with all the dukes and duchesses.
She does, and she's a full-time housekeeper. She's a nanny. She's a PA. She has classic cars. She doesn't walk around the town. She goes on horseback.
Of course you do, yeah.
Do you know the way?
So this must be why she's mortified that Mel B is talking about them having a fling, because her new people, her new circle of friends wouldn't be into that at all.
Well, can I let you
or
into
maybe
a little
they
secret?
Would.
No, I tell you, you see, your man, and his name escapes me, he was married to a lovely girl before. They broke up and separated, and the parents never took to Jerry, and they don't even speak to her.
Okay.
Because she's not good enough for
so she's
their
blowing.
James. Yeah.
Oh, getcha. So yeah. No matter what. Doesn't yeah. matter. What, she's not good enough.
Yeah, but there's a phrase then. You can take the something out of the something, but you can't be a something of the something. There is a phrase.
Text us in. Let us know. 0871880008.
Yeah.
You can do all of Damon's preparation for him.
Yeah, there's a bride-to-be. She sparked a kind of a really heated debate online during the week. I'm not sure if you're on Twitter or whatever, but she refused to cater for her vegan wedding guests and their special food accommodations. So she literally said, I've a pain in me face. I'm arranging me wedding and there's too many vegans.
Oh, well, look, come here. If you're going to say to them, what are your dietary requirements? You've got to be open to them saying, I want X, Y and Z. Otherwise, what is the point?
What's the point of holding a big hoo-ha now anyway, a bit for a big wedding? Why don't the two? Because you can't please anybody. I'm sorry. If you're about to get married, I think you don't know anything about life until you marry kids all down the road and you look back and go, why was I being so stupid? Why did I do that? For example, I'll give you a good example now. Because we all kind of
digging a hole. Dig, 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 dig. Go on, Damien, off you go.
No, but I'm just saying, you can't please anybody, so why bother even trying? Why doesn't this lady who is really annoyed with vegans coming to her way just go away and get married on a beach and just be with your man or whoever she's marrying and just get on with it and not be having any
of you want to have your big day and you want to have all your friends and family there to witness it. My only big gripe, and you know well about this one last year, Damien, when I tied the knot and you were there at my wedding.
I was, we had a great day.
Yeah. People not turning up on the day.
Yeah.
Who say they're going to be there. We paid for your bloody meal already.
Do hotels charge you for that?
They do, yeah.
I didn't know that.
You give your final numbers and then that's that.
Yeah, but that's
so here's a tip. If you are getting married, lie about your final numbers. Pretend that they're less and then you can always add on money at the end.
Hang on then. What about on the day? If the chef de hoo-ha or whoever's up, the head of floor service at the wedding venue, right?
Yeah.
Do they not go down and do a head count and say how many turkey and ham dinners have I handed out?
Oh, they do. Yeah.
But if there's a gap then between those amount of dinners that they've handed out and the numbers of your final numbers, if there's what? 15. They still charge you the 15.
They'll charge you, yeah.
So that's wrong.
Well, I mean, look, they had to get the food in and if people didn't turn up, tough, you know.
So they still have that in the fridge and they can sell it to somebody and make a profit the next week out of your 15.
Well, maybe the food goes off.
That's not right.
But look, there is a top tip. If I could do that again, you need to lie about your final numbers and give the final numbers afterwards.
I'm going to sound like someone's dad now.
Yeah.
Right?
don't be spending all that money there on a big for one day.
Do.
Put it in and put it on a deposit on a lovely house.
Ah, so boring, Damien.
And get furniture.
Ah, who cares?
No, you don't. You do. Because when you say if you're 10 years married, if 12 years married, and you're wondering, do you know what I mean? Where the next slice of bread or a pan
hang
is coming
on, hang
from.
Hang on, Damien Farrelly, back up.
If I didn't spend all that money on the one day, we'd have a few bob in the credit union.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't, because it would be gone on something else. And Damien Farrelly, how much money have you spent over the years on cars you don't have anymore? And when you used to be a smoker, how much money did you spend on cigarettes?
I'm not going to win.
You're
this,
not
am going I?
To win. Are you back in the radio tomorrow?
I am, yeah. This is like just being at home. I don't win any argument.
I'm on Team Leona, as you might have guessed.
Tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, it's Classic Hit Sunday. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Damien. This is Classic Hit, something for the weekend.